صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was asked two questions. Number one, what is the definition of an alim, Islamic scholar? Answer: one who is completely aware, informed and firm regarding Islamic beliefs. He can solve personal matters by referencing books without any help. Question number two, is knowledge only gained through reading books? Answer: no. Knowledge can be acquired through conversing with the people of knowledge. Dear Islamic brothers, a great means of acquiring knowledge is by listening to the question and answer sessions of Madni Muzakara. And the speeches of Amir-e Ahle Sunnah, a brother from Muradabad, relates that he had a dream in which he saw a garden. He saw a man in a white clothing, wearing an imama and offering salah. He states, I waited for him to finish praying so I could meet him and ask who he was. However, as soon as he finished praying, I awoke. I then felt a strange feeling of relief and happiness, but I remained curious of who he man was. As a result of the blessings of envisioning the man, I became free from the problems of the world and became inclined towards a righteous environment. I developed a passion for seeking knowledge. One day, with this passion, I attended the weekly Sunnah-inspired gathering of Dawat-e-Islami. The cries of the participants during the heartfelt dua changed my life. As the gathering came to an end, a brother gave me two bayans of Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah to listen to, namely, Test of the Grave, Qabr Ka Imtihan, and Modest Bird, Bahaya Parinda. When I listened to them, terrifying images of the grave and the hereafter came to mind, causing me to repent and gradually draw closer to the religious environment. Not long after, there was a Sunnah-inspired gathering in Kanpur in which Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, participated. When I looked towards him, I was amazed to see he was the very man I saw in my dream. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.